Well, I'm guessing that snow and cold be darned, there's going to be a whole bunch of wonderful art things to look forward to, the way there usually are. Once people quit being outside 24/7, they stay inside and make art or consume art. Annie Dugan's on the line to tell us all about it. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. That's right. We start right away today, Monday. You can be excited about the day despite a little bit of snow on the ground, because there is a 1-2 punch at 5 p.m. at Zeitgeist this evening. At from 5 to 7, there's an opening for a new solo exhibition by Teresa Moses. The title of the exhibition is called Umbra, and Moses is an absolute powerhouse of design work in our community. You have seen her work through the NAACP, through Clayton Jackson McGee Committee, through her work at UMD, through her just her own visual art, through her work at Prove. She has pushed the conversation around justice, around race, around who holds power in our community through her design work. I mean, she really, when we think about an artist who has changed the community through art, Teresa Moses' work has done that. So this solo exhibition really centers around this intersectional experiences of Black women in the community and just in general. And the what's great about this is there's also, so 5 to 7, enjoy the artwork, meet Teresa. And then at 7 p.m., there is an event, Cocktails and Conversation, that is a roundtable with Moses herself, Kim Young, and Carla Hamilton. Kim and Carla are both artists and activists in the community who have done some really important work and who will add some really wonderful voices to Teresa's. So this is all in part celebration of what Zeitgeist is doing with the Year of the Women that started this fall, a year of celebrating the kind of leadership and influence and power that people have in this community and beyond. So so definitely, you know, put on some yak tracks and venture out this evening. Thursday is a pretty exciting evening, because come down to my neck of the woods. Carlton County is having a big roundabout art tour featuring 7 locations. You can start at the Fond du Lac Cultural Museum. There's each spot has exhibitions on display, has art. Some even have some nice refreshments. You can make an evening of it. It's 5 to 8. It starts at the Fond du Lac Museum and Cultural Center, which has some really exquisite exhibitions, photographs, local artists, information about the 1854 treaty. It's just a really amazing center that everyone in this area should be aware of. The Pine Knot is having an exhibition. They've been doing this for a while now, where they put up artwork in the Pine Knot News is a newspaper that just celebrated its 1-year anniversary. And I'm going to take a little side note into journalism news. They are an independently owned local newspaper. They are a unicorn and one that has been thriving and doing wonderful work in the Carlton County region. So the Pine Knot News also celebrates local artists. So they're going to have photographs by Mark Klein and Vern Northrup. Mark Klein's primary interests are landscapes and nature, and Vern Northrup's, I think the two pair really well, because Vern Northrup's photography really honors the land's ability to act as a storyteller. So he's doing landscape photography, but really looking at landscape as telling the story of itself. So that's at the Pine Knot News. The Encore Performing Arts Center always features art in their gallery, so you can come and see them. Gateway Goods in Carlton is part of the list. Oldenburg House is going to have 40 images from their 2019 Document Spring project. So if you want to look back longingly at the spring days and the emergence of spring and realize that it will come again, despite what we're looking at, you can certainly check out that at the Oldenburg House. The historic Scott House is going to have work by Sue Brown Chapin. And then you can finish it up at the Dragonfire Ceramics Studio in just outside Renshaw that builds community through the clay arts and see the work that they do there. So you can do a driving tour throughout Carlton County on Thursday to enjoy the rich array of arts in my neck of the woods. And then Saturday from 5 to 9 is the much-anticipated production in Duluth All Souls Night at the Depot. And this is a way to honor this passage of time, this change in our season. One of my favorite books growing up was Something Wicked This Way Comes by Ray Bradbury. And it was really that book, I think, was about this veil that sort of thins between our world and the world of ghosts and the world of spirits. And, you know, I think the change of season brings up a lot of these ideas. So the Duluth All Souls Night is really a moment for this community to recognize grief, to recognize and honor our ancestors, to recognize that feeling of loss and bring it out into the open so it doesn't fester. So that we can see it and understand it. So Friday there's volunteer orientation and a Word Underground poetry evening, and then Saturday 5 to 9 there will be dancing, there will be music, there will be performances. It always is a wonderful spectacle of creatively recognizing that incredible emotion of grief. So that is our week in arts. It's a great one as always, Lisa.
Wow. No kidding. All right. Well, now we kind of have an idea how we need to pace ourselves. That's kind of what this program actually ought to be called, Pace Yourself. And
right.
We, you know, you kind of make a plan and then you decide, you know, at what point do you need to just stay home that night so that you can rest up and go to fill in the blank. Annie, thanks a million for joining us, and we will talk soon.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Monday here on 103.3 KUMD.